Hello, my name is Mac Hodge, your host, and these are my friends. Introduce yourself, guys.
My name's Ian.
My name's Luke.
My name's Will.
And this is our show. Well, we don't really have a name yet. Fortunately, that's the topic for the show today. But first, how are you guys doing today? Small talk time.
We're doing all right.
You speak for everyone?
No, I meant
Pretty
me.
fantastic today.
Pretty fantastic. That's good to hear.
I'm
Anything interesting happen in your lives
feeling pretty
recently?
rizzy today.
Okay.
Well, we're
Really?
about 2 hours behind on recording because these two knuckleheads wouldn't come on.
That is true. Yeah, let's talk about
They
that.
don't know where Dylan is. We're
Yeah.
missing the fifth member of this podcast.
Yeah. We're missing, unfortunately, we are missing one of our members because I think he might be asleep. So,
I think he's eating.
okay. Anyway, any like big news, new jobs, like cars, anything? Like, come on, guys, give it to me.
Hey,
I finally got the title for my 1970 Ford.
Oh, nice,
Actually,
dude.
that's really cool, actually.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, we're not gonna do the soundboard during the show. That's your one soundboard.
Oh,
We're
we're not?
not doing the soundboard.
Oh, my bad.
You're
Okay, no soundboard.
good. All right. Anyway, Ian, anything happening with you?
Nothing besides I'm gonna take my permit test. That'll be
Ah,
it.
nice. That's
Wait, you took your permit test?
No, he's a,
No,
he,
about to. I'm
yeah.
taking it this
Oh,
Thursday.
I got you. My bad.
William, I just, come on, man. Just,
Everyone
he's
gets
told the
one. Everyone gets
audience,
one.
all right,
Everyone gets
fine,
one.
a little
fine.
leprechaun,
All right.
and he
Okay,
needs
to
to get
be
his
fair,
soundboard
it
out.
says in the description how we're friends struggling to make a podcast.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So they were braced for this. If the
So,
viewers don't like it, they don't like it.
okay, I think that concludes our time for small talk.
Oh dear. That was a bit rushed.
So anyway, the topic for today. So when I was making this whole thing, I gave our podcast a name, but then I went to go search up the name to see if anyone had taken it, and it turns out that name was really popular. So today we're just gonna discuss like what we should call ourselves, in all honesty, and just go into depth about that and see what we come up with.
Okay.
Any ideas? Do you guys want to take specific roles looking into this? Like, how do we want to
You
go
didn't
about
like
this?
my idea.
What was your idea? I didn't remember it.
A spectacle podcast.
A spectacle podcast?
Or a spectacular,
Bar
whichever. Play
spectacle.
on that word is all I was meaning.
But
You are definitely a spectacle, Luke.
thank you.
actually,
No, I
there is no
appreciate that.
spectacle because we're not recording with cameras on yet. That comes
Just a
later.
specimen.
Got quiet real quick. Come on, fellas, we gotta feed the podcast something.
I'm trying to think.
Think out loud. Spew your thoughts onto the canvas that is our
We
phone
can't really
screens.
do that. We'll get canceled.
Yeah.
Hey, you get
Okay.
one, dude. You're not up.
Okay.
You're
All right,
done.
Mac, you're the leader of this show. What's your idea? Let's start with you.
Well, no, I brought you guys on here because I want to get different ideas from different people. It's not my show, it's our show, and I'm the host.
Honorable. All right, William, Ian, do you have any ideas?
Any ideas that don't involve ridiculously offensive terms?
Yes.
Well, we should name it like Inspecting Lola Bunny.
Okay, that's an idea. That's an idea.
Yeah.
Okay,
Because,
Ian, you
like,
got any?
Expecting, you know what? I ain't gonna say
why are we inspecting things?
Why? We're not a detective podcast. Awesome. How's everybody sounds going here? Are we going good on tech here? Is anybody weird noises going on? What?
Yeah, guys, there's this one super annoying voice that happens like every few seconds.
It's a leprechaun.
Like, there it is.
It's anytime Ian talks.
There it is.
See, it goes again.
Where? When is it?
By the way, Willie, your mic is peaking a lot. So, like, every single time you speak, it's going...
Right there!
So, let's...
He's recording. He's recording on an Android. Give him some space.
Yeah, but, like, get better, man. Alright, guys, stay on top. Ian's muted.
What do y'all think about the Jitliangs invading a quarter of the Butlatugans, man?
What?
I don't know. I'm not very Sigma about the Jitliangs coming over to start fighting the Butlatugans.
And we have already said Sigma on this podcast.
That did not take long. It's been what?
That did not. Did you expect it to take long, Mac?
No, not really, but I thought we were better than that. Anyway, guys, can we stay on topic? We need to name our podcast.
Sorry. Yeah, my bad.
My bad. So podcast names.
I'm so sorry.
What screams podcast name?
Well, what comes to mind? Well, I don't really watch podcasts or listen to very many. Like
The Bathtub.
The Bathtub.
There's a podcast called The Bathtub.
Yeah. So when we like record in real life with cameras, it would be a bathtub. All right,
we're not. That's
all right. On that note.
See, these are high-tier plans y'all just don't understand.
They may be, but we don't have a bathtub, so we can't do that. I don't like where the bathtub's going.
Right up where the bathtub is going right, right up the
Mac, what's our kind of topic of conversations we're usually going to go into here?
Well, I mean, usually it's going to be personal stories or like... what's going on in the world, what's going on in our town, because we're just, you know, we're a couple kids in a small town, and we just need to be open and clear about what's happening in our lives, you know what I'm saying?
Taco Bell is being made.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point, yeah.
There's a Taco Bell opening up in our town, and it's the first, like, new business coming around in a while, so we're going to...
Like,
yeah, literally years. I think where it was before was a Subway, wasn't it?
Yes.
And before, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Before that,
about that Subway.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had anything from that Subway?
I did, actually. It was pretty cool.
I never ate there.
Yeah, I think I went there, like, once.
What's your guys' go-to meal from a, or sandwich, I guess, from a Subway?
I'm gonna go first here. I like, oh, shit, that's I hit my head.
Language!
Hey, no, it's explicit. It's fine. Shoot. My bad. Anyway, after I don't remember what my order from Subway was, actually.
You disappoint me. Mine is an Italian 6-inch sub with turkey.
Italian Mexican immigrant.
Stop. Ian.
With, hold on. With mayo, American cheese, bell peppers, not bell peppers, banana peppers, chipotle sauce, and black olives.
That's not bad.
Pretty diabetic there.
Indeed, it's very good though.
I've got a controversial one here. All right, I get the pizza from Subway.
Oh my goodness, no!
It's so good.
Pick them from the car. Can you pick them from it real quick? Can you pick them from this car real quick?
The cookies from Subway taste pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good, but he said the pizza.
I said pizza. Weak.
Yeah,
no,
I know he said pizza, but I was saying the cookies are good.
Luke, in what world is the pizza from Subway good in any manner? Just at all?
It's like he's been dropped. When did it go?
I have to go to Subway for a sandwich, not a pizza, bro.
Yeah.
But it's good. You all refuse to embrace it.
You've been brainwashed, Luke.
You've been brainwashed that you have to get a sandwich from him.
What?
Who says I get a sandwich?
What do you get?
I don't remember. I told you that.
Mo gets the workers.
Me personally, I'm a Jimmy John's kind of fella.
I've actually never had Jimmy John's.
I have. They're very weird. Jimmy John's is very weird. Cause like, no matter what you get, it always tastes plain.
Is it?
That's hilarious.
I know what you're talking about with the always plain thing.
But Subway does that too.
Do what?
Subway tastes plain too. It's just what subs taste like.
So as soon as you put a Subway sandwich in your mouth, it's like a burst of flavors. It's not nearly as plain as Jimmy John's.
How do we feel about Jersey Mike's?
I wonder what
Jersey Mike's. Never had Jersey Mike's. Never had it.
Jersey Mike's, it's okay, kind of plain. I mean, it just kind of tastes like a sub that you could have at your house, but you're paying a lot for it. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a little iffy, but it's my least favorite. It's definitely not my favorite.
All right. I see that. How about if I should just rename this episode sandwiches? Because Loki,
wild.
We could just,
if we're ever gonna get to the fact that we're here to discuss the podcast name.
Well, we could just leave it what it is Mac. Right now. I mean. Like, honestly,
podcast name here.
Whatever. That's not what I named it. It was,
what is this?
Ah, crap. It's probably not good that it's forgettable.
I don't remember the name of our podcast.
Hang on. What is the name of our podcast?
No, bro. Watch your mouth.
What?
No, Dylan counts as like three people, so we can't name it that.
What?
I didn't catch what he said to name it.
Name it a podcast simulator.
Podcast simulator. Wow.
That's actually pretty good.
No, podcast it's not. Simulator. That's not good at all.
You're too picky.
No, actually, Hang on. Let me sign into RSS so I can remember what it is.
I'm so sorry.
I'm new to this, fellas, and I have a traumatic brain injury, so, like...
Oh, yeah, that's, let's go with that a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
The noodles!
So, injuries, right? We were wanting that to be a topic?
Yeah, but we can't go into that. We're talking about sandwiches now.
Oh, we're talking about sandwiches? Alright. What's your favorite kind of sandwich?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
What?
A turkey sandwich.
Yeah, this man knows.
A turkey sandwich with some Doritos, you can't beat it.
No, but those are only good after you get out of a pool.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. Oh, now you're getting me hungry for a sandwich after a pool swim.
A little chlorine mixed with the turkey.
Mm. Oh.
Good thing we put that explicit on it.
Yeah, well, how is that explicit?
He's talking the most.
How is that explicit?
Come on. I thought my sneeze was explicit.
Good boy.
So, the podcast name is So Far Nameless.
Nameless? The Nameless Podcast.
No.
Find your podcasts anywhere.
No, the whole name is So Far ? Nameless.
I know. Nameless.
No.
White skin shooter.
The full name is So Far ?
So Far Nameless.
Yes.
We'll figure it out later on.
No, that's the name. I think we should talk about sandwiches now.
We're just gonna keep on talking about sandwiches all the time.
Well, I mean, that's what we got into. Like, we immediately got into sandwiches. That's what we got to first.
I mean, I can talk about sandwiches all day because there's a lot of controversial opinions on them.
We could try and make, like, the world's most disgusting sandwich possible.
That would be too easy because you can just go ahead and put a pickle on it and then it's the world's worst.
I also don't like pickles.
Thank you. And it's very uncommon to dislike pickles, but I absolutely despise them. Ooh, can I go into a story here?
Of course.
What the get?
Okay, so when I was younger, this is where my hatred of pickles came from, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is when my aunt, for Christmas, she knew that I disliked pickles. So she got me a jar that was like as big as me at times. So I was like 4. of pickles as a prank Christmas joke. And that made me not just dislike pickles, but hate them.
It made you love them.
No, it made me hate them.
To be honest, you like them, Luke.
No, I hate them.
How about you like pickles?
Ian, do you like pickles?
I mean, they're not bad. All right.
Wrong.
Yeah, but Ian's the type of guy to drink a glass of milk with ice in it. So, I mean, that's kind of...
No. I'm sorry. You drink milk with ice?
No.
He's lying.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, I've seen him do it. Like, he gets a plate of pizza rolls and then a glass of milk with ice in it.
Don't even eat pizza rolls. This man's
having milk with pizza rolls. That itself is controversial. Milk with pizza rolls, my dude. I like a good glass of milk.
Like, eat kids for breakfast and look on them.
Okay.
I actually heard from a liberal source that
we're not getting Big political. Mac
sandwich, that no, Big Mac not. Sandwich was yeah, actually chopped in the Bronx, kissing on a 3-year-old.
We're not getting political.
Just me though.
It's not about Bronx.
He's probably talking about New York.
I heard him, so
I'm from the Bronx.
All right, fellas, let's not just make noises. Let's talk about our sandwiches. Come on, sandwiches.
We should call this episode "We're Diabetic and We Love Our Sandwiches."
I'm just gonna call it sandwiches. Or if we come up with the most amazing sandwich to ever exist, we'll call it the perfect sandwich. How does that sound? All
right, hold on. I got an idea of the amazing sandwich. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, ready.
Oh,
take a pickle. Cut in half, and shove in like 3 slices of turkey, and 1 of pepper jack slice of cheese, with a drizzle of draining fluid.
Okay.
See, you lost me at pickle, and then you gained me back at drainage fluid. Because are you discussing the best or worst?
Best.
How does drainage tastes good.
It gives you like a nice crispy flavor.
Okay,
all right.
You know what?
Be squishy like an onion or like
all
a
right,
mushroom.
Fellas.
Yeah,
let's start simple. I'm gonna write down the different things we're gonna need for the sandwich. Number one, we're gonna decide what kind of bread we want. All right. We're gonna do this exactly how Subway assembles the sandwich. What kind of bread do we want on our sandwich.
All right, guys, we gotta think about this one. Because the bread is the base of the sandwich, right? So we need the sandwich to be part of the bread so the bread can be holding the sandwich together.
Yes.
All right? So what type of sandwich bread do you want to hold the bread together, huh?
Wheat. I don't care. Just wheat bread.
Wheat bread?
That's so boring.
That's boring. White bread is boring.
White bread tastes good, bro.
Let's get some good bread, like a nice sourdough or something.
Ghost pepper bread.
Like
y'all ever had the ghost pepper bread?
No matter what it is, it's got to be homemade.
Y'all ever had the ghost pepper bread?
Ghost pepper bread? What's that?
Oh my god.
Have you guys ever had the 8-in-1 bread?
I know. Italian urban cheese is the best bread for any sandwich.
I'll leave that.
I've never heard of that before, Willie.
It's a leprechaun thing, probably.
No, you've definitely heard of it. I mean, you've definitely eaten it with your Subway sandwich.
I get pizzas, remember?
It's like the bread with the crusty stuff on top.
All right. Guys, what we need to decide for our sandwich, we're going to start with bread, then we're going to go into veggies, meat, supplemental meat, like bacon or something like that, cheeses, side, sauces, and then a dessert. That's what we're going to build the perfect sandwich today. That's the plan.
Italian urban cheese.
For the bread? That's not bad. Yeah. I like that. What style of sandwich? Italian urban cheese. That's not bad.
For bread?
Yeah.
Yep.
What is Italian urban cheese?
It's
Look
just
it up.
It's delicious. That's
is it bread or cheese?
It's bread. It's there's
bread.
Like there's like crusted cheese on top of it.
With some Italian herbs.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Oh, my mouse. My mouse fell. I'm sorry.
I actually, you know what? I agree with the Italian herbs and cheese. That's really good.
Okay, let's go with that. I mean, I've never had it before, but I'm having faith in you boys.
We should get some fairy bread here, dog.
All right, Willie, you get one good boy point.
Don't ever say that.
Okay.
No. All right.
I'm gonna do my own thing.
All right, veggies. We're gonna have three different veggies on this sandwich. What are they gonna be?
None.
All right, boys. Hold on. I'm gonna be pretty controversial here. All right.
All right. We're ready.
So you know how in Subway they have like multiple different veggies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Should get some banana peppers in there.
Some what?
Some banana peppers. Because it's sort of sweet and sour, and it's got a crispy crunch.
Yeah, but I hate banana peppers, like with a passion.
I've never had them.
What about some lettuce? What about some lettuce? Oh. Nice crisp.
I'm a fan of some lettuce. Luke and Ian, get in here on some sandwich ideas. I'm going to put lettuce down.
I like the lettuce, but I don't know about the banana peppers because I've never had those.
Well, hang on.
I guess it's just me. I guess I just like banana peppers because I like it on everything, like pizza.
What is a banana pepper?
It's a yellow pepper that's salt. It's sweet and crunchy, but then it's also a little sour.
Sounds pretty delicious.
It's
very good.
Well, I'm a kind of biased because I don't really like peppers in general. Anyway, how are we feeling about spinach? Spinach on a sandwich?
Hey,
no. Spinach leaves. It's just lettuce, but it's actually healthy for you. No?
No.
Spinach tastes like boogers.
Take that out of your map.
All right.
Spinach out.
All right,
boys. How we feeling about some green peppers?
Sure.
Again, I'm not a fan of peppers, but I'll put it on there if you really need me to.
Can we do lettuce?
Yeah, we did lettuce. I put lettuce down.
So what is it so far?
Italian herb and cheese bread and lettuce. That's what our sandwich is so far. We need to get things rolling.
If you don't like peppers, then we can't add peppers.
Well, no, we can do peppers if you guys think it's good.
Boys, I have the entire Subway veggies thing pulled up on my phone right now.
All right.
What about onions?
Oh, I like onions. What type? I'd say red onions. Red onions?
Red onions. That's decent. Red onions is good. Only a little amount, though, because with too much onions ruins the sandwich.
All right, red onions, small amount. Putting that down. That's
Ian,
good.
Ian, what are you thinking? What are you thinking, Ian?
Add a veggie.
No veggies.
Ian says nope.
All right, what if we're finished on veggies? What if we're finished on veggies? Because that's quite a bit.
Just two veggies? Okay. All we have is two veggies, then.
Let's bring some to the table here. I think we should have several meats.
I think so as well.
Interesting. That's interesting. I like that.
All right, so one meat, you got to have ham and turkey.
That's two meats, actually.
I don't know about ham. What about turkey and pepperoni?
Pepperoni is a supplemental meat. That's supplemental meat, like bacon, pepperoni, or salami.
No.
Supplemental meat is that's part of it. I put that down.
Yeah, we're still gonna have some supplemental meats.
Pepperoni and turkey sounds so good, dude.
Supplemental meats are like, they're pepperoni, they're bacon, salami. Things like that. Things that aren't really full meats, if you think about it.
Okay.
We're on like normal meats, like turkey, roast beef, like things like that.
Okay.
So, give me some meats.
There's turkey, ham, chicken, roast beef, pork.
Ooh, I'm kind of favorable for some pork.
Steak milk.
Ooh, steak?
Steak milk? What the fuck is steak milk?
Steak melt.
Oh. I agree the steak melt. Like milky cheese.
No, but it wouldn't be good with turkey. It wouldn't be good with turkey though.
We could do steak, pork, and chicken.
This is just gonna taste like a damn hot dog.
What about just turkey and ham?
Turkey? Well, no, we gotta have three. Because we already skipped out on one vegetable. Turkey and ham.
Can we making a good one. We don't have to have anything.
You're right. Alright, so we'll do turkey and ham. And then what about a supplemental meat? Like pepperoni, salami,
definitely
bacon.
Pepperoni.
Yeah, salami.
Can we do bacon too?
No.
Let's do all of them.
Get salami out of here.
Get salami out of here. What do you want?
No, Luke, you're kind of tripping with that.
What do you want?
Salami is very good.
Salami is delicious.
Disgusting.
All right, we're doing salami. You're outvoted here, pal. We're going.
Oh, my gosh.
I ruined
the sandwich with some pre-processed food.
What about we getting some sauces on here?
Oh, yeah, we're not there yet, though. So far, we have Brettet, Italian. For bread, we have Italian herbs and cheeses. Are we doing toasted, by the way? I forgot to ask.
No, never get toasted.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I like it toasted. All right, I'll circle no. Not toasted. And veggies, we have lettuce and red onions, but in a small amount as to not overpower the sandwich. For meats, we have turkey and ham. For supplemental meats, we have pepperoni, salami, and bacon.
Yeah.
All right, now we're on to cheeses. What are we thinking for cheeses?
American cheese all the way.
Just American cheese? It's like eating gelatin. Why not some Swiss?
What about melted Swiss?
You all disgust me.
Have you ever had Munster cheese?
No, what's that?
It's the most amazing cheese I've ever had in my entire life. Like, it's delicious. It's like
I don't like hard cheeses.
It's not hard.
I like melted cheese.
Yeah, we can melt.
No, that's not what I mean by hard cheese. I mean like hard.
Let's go.
What? What are you?
Oh, I was playing a game.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Bro, it's just he's not even talking.
He is just playing the game.
All right. Cheeses. Ian, give us a cheese. This is your decision.
American cheese is the white cheese.
American's the.
We have room for three cheeses, people.
Three cheese?
I get all three cheeses when I do mine.
Yeah, but
much as a pizza.
What are the different cheeses, Ian? What is a cheese that you would put on your sandwich?
Whatever the spicy one is, an American cheese and shit.
Pepper Jack and American.
All right. Pepper Jack. I'm not putting American on the sandwich. The sandwich is too good.
Bro, are you kidding me? Two people have already said American.
I'd say American. You don't outvote us. Put American.
Put American.
But if we're doing American, then I'm going to put Swiss on there too, because Swiss is better.
Swiss is better.
Actually, I'm controversial. I'm doing a fourth cheese, provolone.
Provolone, no, we can't add four cheeses. We can't add four cheeses.
I can do whatever I want.
Keep in mind, we're making the best sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Four cheeses is too much.
You're gonna be that bathroom's best friend.
All right, guys.
Can you imagine a lactose intolerant guy eating this.
I forgot to.
That's me. Okay. I'm lactose intolerant.
All right, fellas.
Are you actually?
That's why he's against the cheeses.
I eat cheese and milk just fine.
All right.
You're not lactose intolerant.
I'll blow up the toilet bill afterwards, Luke.
Okay. But
it's
you're
so good.
Not as good at tolerating, but you're not intolerant, or you couldn't eat it at all.
He's diagnosed. We're on sides now. What are we doing for a side? We get one side.
Sides?
Yeah, like when you go to Subway, you get a bag of chips. You could get like stuff like that.
Red sun chips. Red sun chips.
Overrated.
Shut up, Luke. Those are terrible.
Shut up. Oh, you guys gonna cheap out and get Doritos?
No. I'm thinking something a bit more classy. Come on.
Kettle chips?
That's the most classy chip ever made for man.
Kettle chips?
Kettle chips, I'm specifying.
Kettle chips.
What kind of kettle chips?
You're talking classy and then say kettle chips.
Baked potato. Ooh, what about those Vicky's jalapeno?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. What was it?
Those jalapeno chips, the Miss Vicky ones.
Yeah. I don't know about that. We could also do French fries as a side. Like, Like
that would be disgusting with
sandwich. Are you serious? I eat that with a sandwich all the time. It's not like you're throwing it in there. Fries are amazing.
Of course you do.
A potato is a potato no matter what you do to it.
That's actually not true. You're telling me a baked potato and chips taste the same?
Not that they taste the same. You're still eating a potato.
You are, but you can cook it in so many different ways. Mashed potatoes, baked potato, potato.
I'm going to throw out...
Potato's a potato, but I mean, it's different.
I get it. I'm going to throw out Ruffles, because they have ridges.
Well, so does everything else. That's a type of chip, not a brand.
Ruffles. Sour cream and cheddar. That's my suggestion.
I'm telling you, put on those Miss Vickies because those are. Yeah, have y'all ever had
ton chips?
Hold on. Have y'all ever had the Miss Vickies?
No. What is Miss Vickies?
All right. Next time we go there, y'all gotta try it because it's phenomenal. All
right.
Is it a built? Is it like a place? A type?
No, it's the Miss Vickies jalapeno chips.
All right, fellas, we're running low on time. I'm just gonna put chips up to you because. We're not going to have time to keep discussing this.
Sun chips.
You did.
Willie, could you mute your mic?
Yeah.
Willie, mute your mic.
All right, I'll give you the money.
What is it? Is he getting mugged? Thank you.
Getting mugged.
All right.
On camera. It's crazy.
Sauces. What are we thinking for sauces on a sandwich?
I don't know. I'm just trying to decide what color my kitchen should be in Sims, dog.
Brother, can we... sauces. Let's go. Come on.
All right. I'm going to put Sims down.
There's honey mustard, sweet onion, chipotle, mayonnaise, barbecue sauce, tomato sauce, thousand onion dressing, and hot chili sauce.
Barbecue on a sandwich with onions and lettuce. And Swiss. I'm
telling you the sauces they have.
Like, yeah.
You should not be entrusted to vote, young man.
He's telling you the sauces that are available at Subway. Sauces
they have.
Oh, not sorry. That I want it. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry.
All right. Sauce.
Those good.
I think mayo.
Mayonnaise.
Need mayo on there. Yeah.
I don't like mayo.
We're not. Mayo and cream. It's not the only. Sauce we're doing. We're gonna do mayo. What else?
Chipotle
sauce.
I like sauce. I like myself Chipotle. A little spice.
What was it, Luke?
Thousand Island sauce.
I agree with you. I'm throwing that on there.
Chipotle, mayo, and Thousand Island. Is that what we got?
Yeah.
Alright, good.
Ian, I think any suggestions?
Cream cheese with tomatoes.
Bro.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want that.
I'm gonna put tomato... for the veggies, because I forgot. I know it's a fruit. Shut up.
Shut up.
We forgot tomato. Yeah. Alright,
what's next?
Alright, so we have mayo, Thousand Island, and Chipotle for our sauces. Next, we're going to desserts. What are we going to have for dessert after we eat our magnificent sandwich?
They have those, like...
It doesn't have to be what Subway has.
They have the footlong cookies... The churros, those pretzel things, and the cookies. Normal cookies.
I think...
A brownie, like a good, juicy...
Well, if we're thinking about it, like, don't just think we're getting fast food sub sandwiches from Subway. Like, let's think we're at a picnic.
Let's think grandma's making.
Yeah, we're at a picnic with our family. It's someone's birthday, and I'm going to put watermelon as one of the sides. I'm sorry.
Okay. Then the chips need to be Doritos.
No. Well...
No, we left the chips up to you.
It's like a family thing, then, yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting watermelon up there, and the chips are still up to you. There's going to be a variety pack of chips.
Watermelon's so overrated.
That's good. Variety pack.
All right.
I think we should get that 12-pack of cookies.
Okay. All right. There's some Chips Ahoy. Like, we're not getting it from Subway. Like, we're talking, like...
Dude, I think brownie goes better with a sandwich.
I'm gonna put brownie. We can have more than one dessert available.
I still think we should just get that if we're going full Subway, the 12-piece thing.
But we're not. We're just making a sandwich.
We're not going Subway.
Alright, we're gonna do a brownie and a cookie for dessert. And what seasoning is going on our sandwich?
Do what?
What seasonings?
Yeah, like what seasonings? Like what are we throwing on our sandwich?
I mean, we already pepper. Have Italian herb and cheese.
Right, but this.
I mean, you gotta
this...
have pepper and salt.
Salt?
No, not salt. Not salt.
I wouldn't mind sandwich. Pepper's not bad. Maybe some chili flakes if you want a little heat to it.
Oh, chili flakes, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, drink. What's our drink?
Root beer.
Root beer.
Yeah. Sweet tea.
Do they have sweet tea? Do they have any good sweet tea?
Cookout. Come on, sweet tea.
No, we're thinking about Subway.
No, we're not, William. We're talking about a picnic.
Bro, we're switching from Subway to friggin' cookouts. Choose one.
It's a sandwich. All we're doing is building a sandwich. It's however we like it. We're not getting it from a menu. This is how we make our sandwich.
Yeah, Milo's tea is good, but do you want that with a sandwich?
I don't, personally.
That's the best thing ever.
No, I don't know. I still think we should get something like a pop.
I agree with Willie on that.
We already have like six desserts. Your tea.
We have two desserts. We have cookies and brownies. That's it.
That's a lot of desserts.
That's one brownie and one cookie.
I guess I was saying sweet tea, so.
Yeah, it's not much better. Me personally,
water,
I know it's.
We're going with what we want.
I know it sounds a little bit basic, but if I'm going to be completely honest, I wouldn't mind a Sprite. Just a good old Sprite to have with my sandwich.
I mean, you are having a turkey sandwich, so.
I know, like, it's nostalgia. It adds on to it. Ian, what do you think?
What did you guys say?
Drinks. What drinks?
On those Sprites.
Hey! I think we have a consensus.
Alright, Sprite.
Alright. Fellas, that is the perfect sandwich that we have just made. Are you ready for me to read it out to you?
Yes.
Yep.
Alright, so. We have turkey, ham, and chicken on Italian urban cheese bread, not toasted. We have veggies, lettuce, red onions, and tomato with pepperoni, salami, and bacon, pepper jack, American cheese, Swiss cheese, and provolone, side chips that are like a variety pack, and a watermelon. Sauces, we have mayo, Thousand Island sauce, and chipotle sauce. Dessert, we have a brownie and a cookie. For a seasoning on the sandwich, we have pepper and chili flakes. And for a drink, we're having an ice cold crisp Sprite. Fellas,
Mac, save this because we should go get this.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That was my idea. I have it all written down. Like, this is like in my notebook.
We should go get this.
All right, fellas, I think we have had a wonderful recording session and a wonderful conversation today. It has been a blast making the sandwich with you guys. I really appreciate it. All right.
So what's the podcast name going to be?
Subway.
Well, I'm not going to change it. I think I'm going to leave it how it is now.
What is our name right now?
So far, Nameless.
Nameless.
Yeah, we might do it. Yeah, all right. So, fellas, it's been a wonderful chat, and to the audience, we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you. Thanks. Have a wonderful day. Guys, let me do the intro. I'm going to have the final word here, so, like, just let me... just making noises at this point. All right. That's all for now. Guys, come on. Let me do it. Come on. Be chill. That's all for now. See you all later.